RNZ Pacific News lo pidgin Mikoroi Hawkins. Health Ministry blo Fiji hemisio travelers who had been arrived from South African countries lo middle lo last week had been test positive for COVID-19. Hokat se disan hemi before Fiji hemi save about him now Omicron variant, but hemi no known yet whether or travelers ya or ta garam disfala siki. Health Secretary James Fong hemi say infected passengers had been quarantined lo in line with the most stringent measures where to apply in North countries where Fiji hemi class him osem red zone. Or the COVID tests blotter, but send him overseas for genetic sequencing. Yesterday, Fiji hemi opening border lo vaccinated tourists who had arrived from Australia and United States, and winning 1,000 for the holiday makers had been land finished lunandi, and now 1,000 more expected today. New Zealand Defence Force personnel are headed for Solomon Islands, but waka inside lo community for try for calming tensions. Capital blow Solomon Islands on Yara hem been rocked by major unrest with him staka buildings where been ponem. Hemi prompt him now request for regional help where hemi been answered finished by Australia, Papua New Guinea with him Fiji with him military and police personnel. Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta hemi say New Zealand soldiers and police are to start for go for Honiara law today. Hemi say one for a looming vote of no confidence lo Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manase Sangabare hemi might cause him some for a unrest more. This one by hemi third week lo December where earliest before Tongans out find him out now who now new leader bloketa. Voters had been go lo polls lo number 18 lo November for elect him now 17 people's representatives with him out nobles who had been choose from 9 from out cohort bloketa. Ever since that one had been guaranteed the intense horse trading from which caretaker Prime Minister Pohiva Tuionotoa with him former Education Minister C.O.C. Soveleni had been image or some other candidates for taking top job. Hemi been expected that Parliament by him meet this week for electing Prime Minister, but correspondent by RNZ Pacific hemi advised him that date had been put him back nara 2 weeks more. Samfala claims hemi come up lo Papua New Guinea that Samfala banks lo country had been implicated lo illegal logging and human rights abuses where hemi plague him this fala sector. NGOs act now with him Jubilee Australia or say if od banks or landlord loggers were operate illegally then okata criminally complicit. Od groups out say bank hemi exposure lo logging sector hemi create him risks for banking system as a whole. I'd say until illegal logging am stamped out, bank involvement in the logging sector hemi one for liability. Some for banks, including ANZ, I'd say no longer deal with him companies where it fail for meeting with forestry industry standards. What NGOs here I'd say that way forward for others or some banks out specific with him Kina Bank hemi clear one now this time. United Kingdom hemi been rejoining Pacific Community 17 years after hem been cutting ties with him this fellow regional organization. Hemi one fala lo six fala founding members brought this fala then South Pacific Commission lo 1947, but hem been pulled out after hem been closing Stacklot High Commission's blam lo Pacific. Lo past 2 years, UK hemi been reopening high commissions and embassies lo Tonga, Samoa with him Vanuatu, and hemi expand him now based blam lo Suva. Samantha Harrison, lo British High Commission lo Suva, hemi say rejoining Pacific Community this time hemi appropriate. From him, it also member Blos Prep and dialogue partner with Timota Pacific Islands Forum. Pacific organizations law out there had been given financial boost for help for supporting more at Pacifica, where like for going low home ownership. New Zealand government hemi distributing winning $41 million over the next 4 years for 15 fala specialized law budgeting and financial services. Goal hemi for Pacific peoples for gaining improvised housing conditions and home ownership through law understanding financial literacy. Organizations who had been receiving funding boost hemi including Mortgage Hub Pacifica, Tangata Atumotu with him Pacifica for tomorrow. Interim coach blo Fijian Sevens team Sayasi Fuli. Lo sports interim coach blo Fijian Sevens team CIC Fuli hemi been restructured now game plan lo team blam and approach Bogota golo second leg blo Dubai Sevens tournaments lo weekend. Fuli hemi said that od been start well last weekend against him tough opponents but od been fall short against him United States lo semi-finals. Hemi say hemi matalo how well od sa adjust and bounce back and how od sa prepare mentally and physically. Fuli hemi say hemi proud lo Fiji Airways Fijiana Sevens progress had been achieving now impressive result for reaching final leg blow World Rugby Sevens series for first time. second leg lo Dubai Sevens tournament him kick off lo Friday local time with him Fijiana out playing Ireland and then USA. Men's teams about playing first game block at lo Friday against team France, then against team Spain. Coach Blow Papua New Guinea men's football team hemi confident despite tough draw for Oceania Confederation qualifiers lo Qatar. Kapuls at lo Group B with team New Zealand, Fiji with team New Caledonia. At OFC qualifiers but played lo one for mini tournament format and featuring eight for teams and hemi consist lo round robin group stage semifinals with team final lo March. PNG coach Marcos Guzmão hemi say Kapuls at ready for anyone. Him said team by him player Osem Lions until final whistle for make sure Otsa reach him final. Group A, him consists of Solomon Islands, Tahiti, Vanuatu and Tonga with him Cook Islands world by playoff for joining this Wala group. And him now sports and news lo pigeon from RNZ Pacific.